Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to our Americans podcast. We have some fairly bad news, I think, for all of you, for the ones who really care about this podcast. It's going away. It's going away. Unfortunately, we've had to make the decision, the tough decision, to cut this show.
Yeah, this, this is something we've been kicking around for the last 2 weeks. I think that we kind of both agreed that the podcast for 303 was not a good podcast. We did not have fun. Things were not flowing naturally. And we started asking ourselves why that was. And, you know, we kind of had some debates and we're like, well, maybe we'll turn around next week or maybe we just had a bad week. And last week's podcast was okay, but I mean, there's just so many reasons. None of them individually would be fatal, but all together, we've just made the decision to pull the plug on it. And we'll talk about some of these. I don't want to shit on the show because I recognize it's a good show and, you know, but the fact is I'm not having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. You've kind of been not on board with a lot of the characters from the get go. There have been some recent plot, some things in the plot that you haven't really liked very much.
Right. I just find it increasingly, it makes me depressed and sad and creeps me out. And I don't have any characters that I'm liking for. And I know there's a lot of people that are long-term fans. Like, how is this different than the fucking Leftovers? One of the most depressing shows ever. And I don't have a good answer for you. Except for the depression and the sadness of The Leftovers was a cathartic experience for me. Like, yes, there was some devastating stuff in that and some creepy material in that, but it left me kind of more appreciative of life and wanting to discuss it with my buddy here. Whereas Americans, I'm just white knuckling, to borrow a term from last night's, hoping that that Philip doesn't fuck a 15-year-old.
Sure.
Or that Elizabeth doesn't do something else that makes her seem like a psychopath. And I get that there's a lot of it's more nuanced than that. Like the stuff from last night's episode of Philip learning what his sexual acclimation training, where he had to have sex with old women and old men, and you know that these characters have a very different relationship with sex. Philip is so sad. He looks like a cancer patient. Elizabeth is, I don't even know like what limits she has on her behavior. And I'm not super interested in finding out. And
right. I mean, I'm not in the same boat. I like the show a lot.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of other factors that go into this, though. It's not just that you're not liking the plot. It's
right.
This is by far our least popular show, and this is by far our busiest season.
Yes.
And me personally, I know this is not such a huge issue with you, but me personally, I can only keep so much of these shows in my head, and I feel like at some point, and a point has been reached, that the sheer amount of stuff, of universes that I have to keep in my head, adds up to me not completely focusing on enough of those other shows.
Yeah, and it becomes not fun. And
it becomes a problem because, like, we start to forget things that happen in other shows, or at least I do. And and that is actively hurting some of these shows that I frankly like more, and also that are just straight up more people are listening to.
Yeah, and we did not plan for failure on this. I mean, if you've watched our live watches, we've got really into it. We got a bunch of wigs, cheap wigs, and we've been having fun mixing and matching, doing disguises. And Jim's had ridiculous mustaches and beards, and you know, I've tried to perfect my Russ Cole look and my Tina Turner look and with sunglasses. And we expected to have a lot more fun with this. I mean, I confess that, like, I felt kind of like this way in the beginning of season two. But by the time we got to the Navy Captain Seal plot, you know, that it was a lot more fun ride.
Yeah.
Here, I just, you know, it's body stuffed in bags. It's literally teeth pulling. And I don't know. I just, like, normally I'd be the one to be like cheerleading and be like, yeah, come on, we can do it. But I don't feel it. It's a combination of the, like you said, it's far and away our least popular show. I didn't think it was possible for us to do these low numbers.
Yeah, when I saw the lineup that we had, because a couple of shows got pushed back and just got forced upon us in a bad time. Like Better Call Saul was one that was announced.
Sure.
After we'd already committed to like Justified and the Americans, and Justified and the Americans got pushed back into this rougher season for us.
House of Cards dropped 2 weeks later, which is the effect of we were knowing that we would have one really hard month. Mm-hmm. But with everything sliding around, effectively, we have three really brutal 4 podcasts a week and more. That's minimum for 3 months. And that, you know, we've often wondered what is our max capacity to do, not just to do podcasts, because we got the time to do it.
But it's mental capacity. I mean, if you're trying to keep all these shows in your head to the level that we're held to as podcasters, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And especially with me going into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's going to get rough. Game of Thrones and Mad Men are two series that you have to pay very close attention to.
Sure.
And kind of trying to cram all these other shows around them is a bad idea, I think, for us and for the audience.
Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I hate the fact we're doing this just weeks after The Boys over at Gotham Blotter, because we've never abandoned a podcast mid-season before.
Sure.
And that's something, that's kind of a barrier that we were loath to do. And if any one of these things weren't an issue, if the show had a little bit more traffic, if I was having a better time with it, if we weren't as busy, you know, if this had dropped in the summer,
we probably
are not having this conversation. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to talk shit about the podcast, because like everyone's saying that The Leftovers is too depressing. You weren't wrong. You weren't wrong for you. Uh-huh. And I'm not arguing that this is a universally everyone should feel the same way about this material as I do. I'm just saying for me, it's really tough to get up the enthusiasm I need to do to give this thing the bald move treatment.
Sure.
So,
and if you'd asked me, like, which show do you think is going to come back with fewer listeners, Justified or The Americans, I would have said Justified.
Sure.
Absolutely. We've canceled this show once because we didn't have enough listeners.
4-time commitment.
Yeah, certainly. We had full-time jobs at the time.
Yeah.
But I did not expect this to come back at fully half the audience.
Not even half.
The Justified gets.
Yeah. I mean, we're struggling to get...
It was shocking.
...quadruple digits on this podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate it because this is a... Seems like the show's taking a beating in the ratings, too. And I know there's not a lot of... there actually is a lot of podcasts on the show. I'm going to recommend the Slate one. It seems to be the one everyone listens to on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I know they've done good work with a lot of other podcasts. So I'm going to post that in the show notes if you'd like to explore that. If anyone has a recommendation for another Americans podcast, I'd love to point people into good ones. So as I get recommendations, I will update the show notes for this final podcast. You know, because again, I feel really bad. I feel bad because it's on the wake of the Gotham Blotter thing. I feel really bad because we launched Club Bald Move and we were advertising, you know, we just did the fun, I thought fun monster truck ad, you know, doing The Americans, and now we're going to have to rework that. I'm bummed. This is not like, oh goody, I get to do something else. This is a pruning of one content to hopefully keep the other one strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I don't have any defense if you want to email me and say, how can you be doing The Walking Dead and not be doing The Americans? This is all a very subjective, personal thing.
Sure.
You can believe me or not, but I have a lot of fun podcasting The Walking Dead with Jim. I'm really, you know, so it's not just the low numbers. But that ain't helping. And if this show, like, you know, I'm probably going to keep tabs on it. To see if it pulls around, and you know, I'm not ruling out if you know, obviously Justified's not going to be on next year. They can move all these things around. Maybe season 4 of The Americans. Maybe we bring it back. If it comes to different parts of the season, but I can't make any promises. The fact that it seems like it's a show that is struggling to find an audience, and certainly struggled with me. I don't know what its future is. Like I said, I'm really bummed. We've had a lot of debates about this the last 2 weeks, and we spent a lot of time doing soul searching about it yesterday. And this is a decision we're making.
Ultimately, I feel like this is the right decision for the majority of our listeners. So that kind of helps me it helps make this decision a little bit easier for me, but at the same time, I don't like disappointing anybody.
Yeah.
But at some point, I feel like this, if we don't do this, it's going to start disappointing the vast majority of our listeners who are going to feel like we're doing inferior podcasts on other shows, at least for me, because it's going to get in the way.
Yeah. And I know it's not fun to hear somebody say that they don't like the thing that you love. Like I
like the show. Don't get me wrong.
You do. I'm not as, like I said, I'm having a lot of problems with the material.
Yeah.
But like, I know what you mean. Like I was listening to Alan Sepinwall and, you know, Dan Feinberg talking about House of Cards on the podcast. And I was getting livid at what I thought was unfair criticism about the show. But I don't think they're wrong. That show's not engaging them and they are not appreciating it the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way life is. And I wish I loved everything as much as everybody else. And I wish I had infinite time and mental energy to do it.
Sure.
But
that'd
we don't.
Be great.
What I can say is we still have a forum dedicated to the Americans on forums.baldmove.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find some fellow fans and engage there, I don't know about, I mean, I guess I can post a open thread on Facebook for people to discuss it too, because we do have a pretty small dedicated community discussing that, and I don't want that to go away, and I might participate in that. But again, as far as just doing a podcast, the future for Americans seems like it's pretty dark as the show itself.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe we'll revisit it when the wall comes down.
Yeah. This show's got an infected tooth. We're gonna have to pull it. Who knows what happens from here.
Yeah. So thanks to everybody who did listen to this podcast.
We gave it the college try. I mean, I marathoned, which wasn't easy. I marathoned 2 full seasons of The Americans.
Yeah. I had to marathon season 2 as well.
So. And, you know, like I said, we got the wigs and we got our Tetris music and we were really excited to go, but I feel like, I don't know, just didn't hit us at the right spot.
Yeah. So thanks again to everybody.
Can we pipe in some wah-wah Debbie Downer thing at the end here?
I'm sure we could.
Talk about feline AIDS.
I'm not going to, but we definitely could.
We have the technology.
Yes.
We're just not going to employ it such.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody. And we will see you in our other podcasts.
And if you found us on The Americans, we do a ton of other television that we hope that this doesn't put you off of. We're starting up House of Cards today. We're doing a little mini marathon over this weekend. We've got
this is like an arsonist who goes and burns your house down and is also a real estate agent.
Yes. Very convenient. You know, we've still got Justified, which is having a fantastic season. The Walking Dead, Better Call Saul, which is really rounding into form. We're not too far away, or about a month away from Game of Thrones and Mad Men, which mm-hmm. seasons I'm super excited about. And, you know, we've got other things to look forward to, like Fargo and The Leftovers and True Detective throughout the year. So I hope it doesn't put you off Bald Move. But, yeah, we can't. We're done. We crapped out. We didn't finish the marathon.
Kind of like we're doing on this podcast. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you later.